particular James Goodman and Heather Goodall for all they've done for this conference, including resisting some external pressures wishing to constrain this gathering. The conference was originally suggested quite a while back by Vivian Porjolt. Last year, Kimberly Moore and others organised a successful conference on BDS in Melbourne. In strategic planning meetings in late 2010, CJPP decided to add to the annual NACBA event at Parliament a two-day conference to contribute to cohesive and collaborative strategising to build Palestinian solidarity in Australia. Last year, Bashara Kostandi was arguing in CJPP that the situation in the Arab world looked pregnant with possibility, and we all felt that this year would be one of decisive change. Since then, we've been seeing revolt spread from Tunisia across North Africa and West Asia. We've seen moves by the Palestinian authorities towards unity and the plan by PM Fayyad to declare a state in September. Here we have seen unprecedented public debate about boycotting Israel. Our experience tells us it is time to analyse political dynamics more closely, try to overcome ad hoc responses and fragmentation, and develop more coherent and effective strategies to support the Palestinian struggle within the 1948 border, under occupation, in exile, and in Australia. We've tried to make this conference inclusive and have accepted speaking and workshop contributions as offered. I'd just like to lay some ground rules. Chairs will need to keep speakers to their time limits so that we can maximise the interactive discussion and not inconvenience other speakers. In panel sessions, initial speakers will have a few minutes at the end of each session to respond to comments and questions. Chairs will ensure that the largest number of people get to speak by restricting questions or contributions from the floor. So please only speak for 2 to 3 minutes, and people can only speak a second time if there's no one new requesting to speak. Chairs will also try to encourage a gender balance among speakers. Unless speakers state otherwise, assume they are speaking only in their personal capacities and not on behalf of their universities, organisations or unions. This conference at a leading university supports open debate. However, the chairs are able to intervene if someone wants to put forward a racist viewpoint. If you are making a racist argument, you will immediately lose the right to speak. If you want to argue on behalf of the Israeli state or in favour of Zionism, after the 2 to 3 minute speaking time, the chair will insist that discussion immediately goes back to the topic of the session. We will not divert the conference proceedings into arguing with opponents of Palestine. If you agree to being recorded, your session will likely be uploaded onto the Cosmopolitan Civil Society's website. I'd just like to remind people to turn their phones off or put them on silent. There are BDS manuals at the front. They've just been updated. They're courtesy of Australians for Palestine. So please feel free to pick up one at the rego table on the way out.
They're very, very good.
And they're very, very good. OK, thank you very much and welcome to the conference.